Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
What's up, Coach? How are you today?
How are we doing, guys? At some point, you guys have to put me on the payroll.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, listen, you know, hey, we're lucky we're on the payroll there, Brian. Just trying to hang on. Let me ask you this. I don't know if you saw the latest report Schefter just had that it's a four-year plus a team option for Kingsbury and the Cards. I mean, listen, Brian, I'm not saying he's not innovative offensively. I'm not saying he's not even going to work here, but or succeed. That seems a little ambitious, a little aggressive for a guy who didn't even win a lot of games in college.
Yeah, this one's a bit of a head scratcher. You know, I've said it for a long time. This is a general manager's league now, and we seem to be in a phase where we're looking for the next Sean McVay, Matt Nagy. You know, we're gonna find this offensive guru quarterback whisperer, hire him. Don't worry about personnel. Don't worry about the cap. Don't worry about any of that stuff. We're gonna lock in your office, feed you your meals underneath the door, and come up with these brilliant game plans. And that's kind of where, particularly when you can see three of these jobs are jobs with guys with young quarterbacks. Same scenario that we saw with Jared Goff. Same one we saw with Mitchell Trubisky. Okay, we're gonna bring in a guy and mentor him. And that's obviously what they're doing in Arizona. It's interesting to say the least.
Yeah, you know, but Brian, you know this because you haven't been on this side and being a head coach in the NFL. So much more of it is building a staff. Why does Sean McVay work out in L.A.? Because Wade Phillips is there. Why does Matt Nagy, why is he working so well in Chicago? Because Vic Fangio is there. I feel like Cliff Kingsbury is as great as an offensive mind as he may be. There's going to be some trouble building the complementary football, staffing around him. Don't you see that as the bigger issue?
Yeah, and I'm sure they've, when you go in for these interviews, the number one questions that you have to answer is, okay, who's going to be on your staff? Mm-hmm. And I'm sure they've addressed that, whether they've helped him with it, whether he has somebody in mind specifically that's going to come in and do that to be that Wade Wilson or Vic that you just talked about. I'm sure they've thought about that. No matter how you cut this, this is not a box hire.
Yeah.
Because going into the NFL when you've had no NFL experience, just like being an NFL coach and going into the college game, I'm not saying it's tougher, you got to be a better coach to be in the NFL, but it's a different environment. And now dealing with that pro personnel, that's a little bit different. And Matt Nagy and Sean McVay came in, did a brilliant job, and were winning, and so they're all in. What's going to be the challenge is when you have a young coach that does not have that pedigree, does not come out of the NFL, and if they struggle early. Now, that's a different circumstance. Yeah. I applaud Arizona thinking outside the box, and, you know, they're obviously bought into Josh Rosen, and they brought in a guy to develop him. That part of it I get, but we'll see. This one's probably a little above my pay grade. We'll revisit this many times.
We're all on the same page with this hire. It's Brian Billick, of course. Brian, former Ravens head coach, NFL Network analyst with us here on Tiki and Tierney.
Hey, Coach, I didn't see the commentary that you may have had regarding your former team, the Baltimore Ravens, the switch to Lamar Jackson. Obviously, the run he made was amazing just to get the team into the postseason. But then, just like any young quarterback, you could expect he struggled on that second season. The game is just different. We all know that if you've been in it, it's different. Was this the right move for the Baltimore Ravens as Joe Flacco seems to be heading out the door, going someplace else?
Well, whether it's the right move or not, it's what they're doing.
Yeah.
And that's the big question they have right now that I have going in. Obviously, brilliant in what they did. I think John Harbaugh, Marty Morningwig, Greg Roman deserve great credit for making that transformation. Brilliant the last six games, what they were able to do. But now comes the hard work. Do you really believe Lamar Jackson? Because, you know, and we're going to be talking about all next year. This guy cannot run the ball 15, 20 times,
no.
16 games. It's just not going to happen. He's not going to last. I always envisioned after that first game where he ran it 20 times, because RG3 is on that team now. And if they're riding home together, I could just hear RG3 going, hey, bro, that was awesome. That was great. But you can't do that anymore.
Okay? Yeah.
Because you're not going to last. It just doesn't work. So they know he can't run it 20 times a game for an entire season. And until somebody can win a championship outside the pocket, I know that's an important element, but at some point you got to be able to do it from the pocket. Right now I'm struggling to see any of the skills that it takes to be a pocket quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Like a Deshaun Watson or a Russell Wilson can do those things outside as well. Now, can he evolve that way? Sure. But I have a tough time seeing it.
Brian, real quick, we have a bunch of things we want to throw by here, but I wanted at least to have you comment on this, get you on the record. What was your opinion on how, turned on is a little strong terminology, but how the Ravens fans kind of changed their stripes or their tune pertaining to Lamar? They got after Lamar pretty good. Were you surprised? Were you disappointed?
I did the pregame for the NFL Network up there, so I was on the plaza with Amber Theo Harris, and so all the fans are streaming in. So it was great. I got to visit with a bunch of fans and take pictures, and
yeah,
they were fired up. They really felt like they were going to – and I wouldn't disagree with them that the matchups that they were going to have going forward, they were making their plans for Atlanta. They really were. So I think a little of that was in play, but I will tell you, I was shocked at how quickly that turned. Now, you got a Super Bowl winning quarterback in Joe Flacco sitting there, and they're thinking, although – and everybody's criticizing John Harbaugh, why didn't you put Flacco in? Well, you couldn't. You can't. What they've morphed into the last 6-7 weeks of the season,
yeah,
is so anti-Joe Flacco.
It's true.
What are they going to do? Put Joe in and him going and go, okay, guys, remember what we did 2 months ago?
And we didn't do it well, by the way.
Exactly.
Right. I'm going to call that play. You'd have been now, in hindsight, if you want to, you could actually look at it and say, well, maybe he should have thought of putting RG3 in.
Yeah, he wasn't even dressed, though, right?
That one I would have thought about.
Wow.
But had he been up. But,
all right.
You know, just because we got to do something, because obviously it's too big for this kid right now.
No doubt. Let me ask you this. Brian Billick is with us here on Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to put you in Mike Tomlin's shoes exactly. Like, everything that he's been through with Antonio Brown. You know it. We all know the stories. And for years now, the storylines. Are you right now, if they ask you, are you lobbying to keep him, to fix it, or are you adamant he's got to go?
Wow, this is a tough one.
I don't think it's tough. I think he's got to go.
Well, I agree, but I mean, it's tough from the standpoint of Antonio Brown is the best receiver still in football.
Yeah.
But you're absolutely right. Unless Antonio Brown, this is a little like OBJ situation. Unless he wants to come in and say, look, my bad, I was an immature act, I shouldn't have done it, I'm not going to be that way. Unless he wants to come in and mea culpa, but if he's sitting there going, look, hey, that's me, it's my passion, my teammates understand that, you're just going to have to deal with it. You're right. There's no way you can deal with that as a head coach. And now you gotta let maybe the best receiver in the game go.
Yeah, no, it's a tough choice that they gotta make. But for the sanity of the team,
gotta go.
I mean, they might have to do this, Brian.
Otherwise, Mike Tomlin might have to go.
Yeah,
at some point,
it ends up pulling
right.
The.
I always quote Mike Tomlin. One of his favorite lines that I've loved for a long time is, "I'll tolerate you until I can replace you."
Yeah, exactly. Juju Smith-Schuster, that's all you got to say.
Mm-hmm.
Brian, you've been both SeatGeek for a while now, and we know that the hottest game this weekend, at least according to SeatGeek, is the Philadelphia Eagles at the New Orleans Saints. The magic of Nick Foles trying to take down one of the high-scoring offenses in football. Use promo code Billick, that's B-I-L-L-I-C-K. Tell us a little bit about this promotion. You get $20 off, because I think it's a great way, and we know this because you've been doing this for a while and coming on and talking about it, to find tickets to hard-to-get-to events.
Yeah, whether it's sporting events or theater events or concerts, and you just alluded to it. You're an informed consumer when you use the SeatGeek app because it tells you what's available, of course, but it also gives you a real idea of what kind of deal you're getting and what the deals are. And how they go up and down. Obviously, in playoffs, as we get to the Super Bowl, there's a little bit to the timing of when you get these tickets. You use the SeatGeek app. Every transaction is guaranteed. You mentioned the promo code. If you're in the market for secondary tickets, you got to go to SeatGeek.
Love it. We used it for a concert not too long ago at the Garden, my wife and I. And I'll tell you, it's really good for baseball. Because
mm-hmm.
The thing about baseball, Mad Bum's pitching tonight, yeah, or Kershaw's going, you know, he's coming into your home stadium. Let me see if there's any good cheap seats last second. Let me go watch a star pitcher. It's an outstanding app. We both use it. We both love it. That's Brian Billick with us here on Tiki and Tierney.
Now, Coach, is the playoffs, now we're right around the corner here. The Eagles have been, again, they're going to make this run.
What is the word to describe them?
I don't,
it's not lucky.
Yeah, I mean,
because they're too good to be lucky.
Well, Coach, let me ask you: how do you describe this? Because it doesn't make sense that this is happening again.
Yeah, it is fascinating to watch now, and particularly a team. And when we say, as we were making our way towards the playoffs, the Eagles were a dangerous team because of the pedigree that they had.
Yeah.
I mean, if I'm Doug Peterson, I imagine he did something along the line of that first Wednesday meeting, saying, "Okay, everybody with a Super Bowl ring, stand up." And what, 90% of your team stands up because they were with you last year. All right, with the exception of maybe New England, but not even them. Nobody can have as many people that know what it takes to win a Super Bowl on their team as we do.
Yeah.
Let's build on that. Let's hold on to that. And that's great. Now, at the end of the day, you got to deliver. And going down to the Saints is going to be a tough one, because when you look at the – I just – for my show playbook, I'm going through the game they played last time, and that was an ass-whooping. That was – there was no socially redeeming value in that game whatsoever. And you just got to hope your players don't look at that tape. But do they have the pedigree to step up to the big game? And are they a good team? Yes. Are they good enough to – you know, that's the thing, we're coming out of the wild card round, we forget, because we get all excited about the wild card teams and they did this and that and they're a team of destiny and they're fired up, because we've kind of forgotten why the number one and two seeds are the number one and two seeds, because they're pretty darn good.
That's a good point.
That's why they got to sat at home the first week. So this, all these matchups, and that's not to say that they're not – these aren't going to be some good games. I think it's going to be like the wild card. I think we're going to see some you know, the tight margins that we had in the wild card games, I think we're going to see all this week as well. I don't see any blowouts on the horizon, so that means it's anybody's game.
You think Dak is ready for the stage?
Well, he sure showed it the other day, didn't he? That was impressive.
Yeah.
You know, and you talk about a young player coming in with a little bit of the deer in the headlights, and how does it match up? And all the pressure, and it wasn't Dak's fault, but all the pressure about the Cowboys can't win a playoff game. You know, it wasn't Dak that created that whole aura that they haven't won one for I don't know how many years it was or whatever. But he was carrying that on his shoulders, and it was all going to come cascading down on him. But to have the game that he did, if they can put together, you talk about the Saints, if they can put together the game that they did against the Saints when they just totally dominated the running game, Dak was brilliant. They had 66 plays compared to the Saints' 49. Saints just ran out of opportunities, weren't good enough on third down. I think the Cowboys are capable of putting that kind of game plan against the Rams.
That is Brian Billick, starting to wrap it up. He's with us here on Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio.
Got to ask you about the New England Patriots. They're hosting the Los Angeles Chargers. I think Anthony Lynn's one of the really great coaches in the net football. I was going to say young because he looks like young, but he's 50 years old. But he's doing an amazing job. We saw how he defended against Lamar Jackson with the 7-DB package and everything, the grit that he's done is instilled into this team. Is it finally time that the New England Patriots get knocked off by this Philip Rivers-led Chargers team, formerly San Diego, now Los Angeles Chargers team, because they just can't beat them in the postseason?
Yeah, I'm gonna add the disclaimer up front about anytime you pick against Brady and Belichick in Foxborough in the playoffs, that's just fool of gold.
Exactly.
That's just crazy.
Yeah, throwing money down the toilet.
Yeah, I think this Charger team is ideally suited to beat the Patriots. As ill-suited as they were to play the Ravens and that defense. Of course, everybody was going to struggle with the defense.
Mm-hmm.
I think the matchup, in fact, I'm doing again a piece tomorrow on playbook. We got to remember how good Philip Rivers in this offense was. And against that defense in New England, they travel well. We know that. Rivers can be brilliant. Gordon, the guy averaged 5 yards a carry. He had 50 receptions on top. Keenan Allen looks healthy. And that defense, I think, with those safeties that are slash linebackers, that unique set of guys that, you know, they play 6 DBs most of the time. And these are guys that, whether it's Phillips or James or Adai, the way they can come down in the box, yet cover, I think they're ideally – I think they can beat the New England Patriots. The only hesitation is because of the pedigree of the Patriots at home.
Yeah, no, I think you're right. But Brian, we're going to look out for you on NFL Network. That's where Playbook, you heard him reference it a couple times. Follow him on the NFL Network. You can see all of this analysis before the game this weekend.
Absolutely. All right, Coach.
All right, guys. Been fun.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.